You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Playbook with Rob, Joe and Anika.
If you don't listen to The Playbook, you deserve 20 fucking whacks.
We're recording this on...
Calm down.
Joe's getting a bit agitated.
Not at all.
I feel like you and me sitting together makes me feel like a fucking bully.
Yeah, hey, come on. That's fucking, we don't want that sort of behaviour.
Hey, look, we're evolving here at The Playbook. We've got a new seating arrangement, and we're also recording this on a new day. We're recording this on a Tuesday. This will probably come out on a Wednesday, so tomorrow. And yeah, thoughts, guys? Thoughts?
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. Terrific.
It's so good.
It's good?
Everyone, I don't know, there's a lot more energy to be had.
Yeah, especially from me, because I'm normally quite twatted.
It took us 45 minutes to get on with the show while Rob had to go see all his fans.
Oh, well, yeah.
Just running around the office, seeing everyone, seeing all his fans.
Oh, no, people I haven't seen for a couple of years, do you know what I mean? Sam and all that, it was lovely.
Yeah. What the fuck are they... They haven't been here on a single Wednesday.
Well, no, I reckon that's how they reckon. I've got to do things on a Wednesday. Bullshit. Right, let's go.
On to sport. Interesting week of sport. There wasn't too much on, but there also was a lot on at the same time.
Wow, that's very zen, isn't it?
Yeah, sort of. And by that I mean there was just not that much fighting on, but there was a little bit, so I'll brush over it real briefly.
By Joe's slow week in sport, there was no punch face.
Yeah, there was no punch face, so I was kind of bored. But Rob, a lot was happening in the Premier League.
Right, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm just going to get the microphone out. I'm going to do the World Cup first, because the World Cup draw is on Saturday. New Zealand have got to play... Costa Rica, I think, in June. If they beat them, then they go into the draw, and they have got a bastard of a draw. Group E, it's got Spain, Germany, Japan, and either New Zealand or Costa Rica.
Fuck that.
That is the group of death for them, I think.
Yeah.
But saying that, they're all right, actually.
They're pretty decent.
They're all right.
They're pretty decent, eh?
Spain is sitting 7th in the world, Germany 12th, Japan 23rd, and I think as it stands, it probably will change if we beat Costa Rica, but as it stands, we're sitting 101st.
But the thing is, last World Cup, New Zealand was the only team to never, ever lose a game because they drew every game. I know that might sound
really
boring.
Winning,
yeah, but it's not losing either. There you go. If they do get through, it's worth $15 million to the New Zealand FA.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what that money's going to be spent on. New boots, I don't know. But it'll go into the development of the game, which is...
Shiny new boots.
It's really, really good. Group B, you've got England, Iran, USA, and either Scotland, Wales or Ukraine. Oh, I want it to be Scotland because I want us to smash them. That really is almost a bit dodgy. A lot of people in England are going, we're going to get through here. But World Cup is different. But I was actually thinking the security for the Iran-USA game will be massive, I would imagine, in Qatar. Apparently, pints over there are going to cost £15 a pint and £1,500 a night hotel rooms.
So that's just another reason not to go.
Well, yeah.
Can we just wind back to what you were saying about England in Group B? So do you think...
We'll get through that. We'll get through that, but...
No matter whether you're playing Scotland, Wales or Ukraine.
Well, I want us to play Scotland because there's that huge, huge rivalry. Mm-hmm. Whenever England play another team and that other team beat us, they sell out of that country's shirts in Scotland. They hate us that much.
Yeah.
They've never forgiven us about William Wallace. But, you know, a lot of people don't realise they lost so many wars, that's why we made them wear kilts. But that's another story. Whoa! Right.
That's niche English humour for you.
That's a hot take.
Right now, I got up at 3 o'clock yesterday morning to watch Spurs annihilate Newcastle 5-1. It was fantastic. We went 1-0 down to a free kick that Hugo Lloris should have really saved. But the second half was unbelievable. I've never seen a half like it for ages. And I'm going to say it, and it's going to be recorded, I love Antonio Conte, our manager. What he's done to the club since he's been there in like 6 months or something is unbelievable. He's got players that I thought were dead food that I never wanted to see wear a Tottenham shirt again, just playing out their skins. It's amazing to watch. And I've got to be honest, I filled up when I was watching the game because it was beautiful. The crowd was into it and it was fantastic. And then my second favourite result was this morning, but my third favourite result was Chelsea 1, Brentford 4. Now, that might not sound much to you, but Brentford aren't a very good team. Well, they're all right, but Chelsea scored first and then it all just fell to pieces for them. Now, I'm always having goes at Chelsea supporters, but for once, they actually did something really classy. Christian Eriksen, who used to be a Tottenham player. Now, any ex-Tottenham player that goes there, they just give them so much shit, boo them, throw shit, God knows what else. But in the Euros, Christian Eriksen had a cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
And it was, I don't know whether you remember it, it was real, real bad. But, and he's better from it, and he's actually playing again. And when he went over to take the first corner, the Chelsea fans actually clapped him, which, that's real classy. That's just showing a bit of respect, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then after that, they just ended up being racist twats like they normally are. I'm so sorry about that.
I think we definitely need to get a Chelsea fan in one week.
No, you don't.
We have... someone's a Chelsea supporter here, surely. Isn't James a Chelsea supporter?
Get him in here, that'll be a lot.
We need someone who can actually go head-to-head with Rob.
It's got to be an English Chelsea supporter, and we needed a padded room because it's not going to end well. But this morning, right, Arsenal got absolutely battered by Crystal Palace 3-0.
Rob!
What? What did I say?
Rob with the hot take.
I actually wrote that down.
What did I say?
I wrote that down. I thought it was quite funny. Isn't
Crystal
it funny?
Meth?
Crystal Meth FC. Crystal Palace. Trying to, get a bit of humour there.
Yeah.
So what's happened? Now I've got shit written everywhere. Hang on, right? That's made a lot of difference to the top four now.
Yeah.
You've got Man City and Liverpool. Man City's on 73. Liverpool's on 72. Chelsea's on 59. Now Spurs are now fourth on 54, and Arsenal on 54. But we got a better goal difference. They've got a game in hand on us. And then you've got West Ham and Man United. Man United is seventh. That makes me laugh so much. Anyway, now I'm just going to... that's the football. When we do the things coming up, there's some real big games which we'll talk about at the end.
Yeah, for sure,
right?
For sure.
When you do that, what's happening. Now, no surprises, Australia beat England in the ODI World Cup by 71 runs, so well done. Does that sound sincere enough? That's all I've got to say about it, really. It was no surprise.
I mean, you predicted that, didn't you?
Well, everybody did. Australia are so good.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. No, fortunately, it's good for the game, I think, because a lot of people watched it. But England only losing by 71 runs was a lot better than I thought would actually happen.
I mean, the Cricket World Cup was, side note, off topic a bit. As a whole, the Cricket World Cup was really impressive to watch.
Yeah.
Because these women are such amazing athletes and do so well in their sports. In fact,
anything that gets out to the general public to watch, because a lot of people probably ain't aware. No, they must be aware by now.
It was on quite a bit.
Yeah.
Right. Like it was broadcasted.
On terrestrial. I watched loads of it.
Yeah, it was broadcasted everywhere. We will talk about it a bit later on in the podcast about how it kind of sets the bar high for football and the football and rugby World Cups, because that's literally what this stuff article I'm reading here is about, and I thought it would be good to add on to what this person wrote. But yeah, we will move on to Anika real quick.
I'm finished yet.
Oh, never mind. Sorry.
New Zealand men's team beat the Netherlands after captain Tom Latham got an unbeaten 140 from 123 deliveries. When New Zealand were 32 for 5, so that's really, really good effort.
Okay.
And that's it. I've got some other stuff for some up and coming games. Now, so I'm going to go and sit over there and drink my tea. See ya.
Anika, what's been going on?
I mean, I just drank my tea, so super exciting. This is, I guess this is more like news, news sports, as opposed to sports news.
Yeah, we talked about that last week, didn't we?
Did we?
Yeah.
Did we have a conversation?
We touched on it. We touched on what makes
Oh, that's what
sports
I said to you.
News,
now you're
yeah.
in charge of the news.
Oh,
when
yeah.
When does a sports story become a news story?
This is new sports. Anyway, 10 New Zealand athletes have been picked by the International Olympic Committee to get funding to go to Paris 2024 for the next Olympic Games.
It's excellent.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Really good. So I think 4 of them have competed before. So the triathletes and the swimmers have competed before, and then the rest are all new athletes. So we've got like discus throwers, a couple of sailors, a rower and a sprinter, then the triathletes and swimmers. But that's really good because going to the Olympic Games is a very expensive undertaking.
I've always thought like the Lotteries Commission would sort of like help them sort of help athletes and that out.
Not really. It's sort of, I mean, this program I think is worth about $600 million.
Holy shit.
It's
where does that money come
money.
From?
I mean, the International Olympic Committee must be worth a fuck ton.
Fair amount, right?
Oh, I'm going to have to... Is that an official amount of fuck tons?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to write that down.
I'll look it up. How much is the IOC worth? But anyway, so that's 600 million.
Probably for doing the Olympics. Oh, well, they'd get like TV right money and all that sort
yeah.
of stuff. Oh, okay, yeah. I've answered my own question.
Oh, I mean, it's a multi-billion dollar... Yeah. It has more than $5 billion in assets.
A bit of corruption going on there, I fancy.
You don't say.
You think so, wouldn't you? But no, that's fantastic.
I mean, it's just it's nice that the Olympic, like the International Olympic Committee,
yeah.
is looking at easing the burden.
So if they hadn't have done that, they'd have had to. Where would athletes sort of normally get their money from?
Wouldn't they have to?
It'd be funded by themselves. Yeah, this is why so good because
Olympic athletes
struggle as it is, and they don't make any money off the Olympics unless it's from sponsors.
You don't get any money from it, which I think people always forget.
Yeah, this is purely a venture which they're undertaking this venture out of their own pocket. So, yeah, this is so good if you're an Olympic athlete. Plus, it gets them out there as well, you know. And the bigger of an athlete you are, the more sponsors you'll get. Like Usain Bolt, when they didn't get paid anything for just running 100 meters, you know. But after that, you saw the brand deals he got and how much money he was making off of that. So, yeah.
He produced a really good dancehall album. I think it was last year in Jamaica. Really good.
It's pretty... That genre of music is huge over there, right?
What genre?
Dancehall.
Oh, yeah.
It's massive.
I'm a big fan of the dancehall. And actually,
I fucking love dancehall as well, it's fun.
It was quite a good album. But we digress. Well, I do. Everybody else is doing what they should do. I'm just being a pain in the tuchus.
Hey, you're not being a pain in the tuchus. Tuchus?
I'll tell you what that means later.
Anyway... In other news, me and Joe have been talking about this, and we'll talk more about motorsports next week.
Yeah, because I'm into that. I like to have a little
okay.
up on that.
Okay, we'll have like a proper motorsports chat next week. But we have pretty young Kiwi guy, Liam Lawson, sitting second in the Formula 2 championship. So that is super exciting. He had, I think, 1 win in Saudi Arabia and 2 podium finishes in Bahrain. Super good. He said he had 1 issue in the pits, though.
That's what cost him the feature race in Bahrain, right?
Yeah, so, a mistake in the pits forced him to retire, which how fucking rough is that?
So, they put one of them little tyres on that.
Yeah.
What they do?
Well, I don't know, I think they didn't, they put it on, took it off, and then it didn't, couldn't put it on again. And he had to retire, because obviously motorsports are a seconds game, you know what I mean? It's not about the minutes, it's about the seconds.
Yeah.
So once you lose enough time, it's kind of and I think mistakes like that, he was actually really good about it, because I think mistakes like that are pretty rough, considering that you don't... Have any, that's not your fault.
Yeah, no, exactly. He's probably thinking, thank fuck for that. I didn't do something bad. Imagine the poor person that couldn't do it right or whatever.
I know, but that's why, I mean, that's what we were saying last week when we were talking about it. It's freaking team sport.
Yeah.
It's one of those sports where
you've got one driver, but it's a whole team sport.
You don't think it's a team sport, but it actually is. It's just the individual racing on the, you know, racing on the track.
That's all the punter gets to see in it. I mean, I like them when they go into, because I was right into Formula One.
Yeah.
Just the way they do it is just amazing.
But it's grown in popularity, though, with that Netflix series, Drive to Survive. Yeah. So that's why I think it's worth touching on next week.
Okay, we'll talk about it probably next week. I just wanted to touch on... Yeah, I just want to touch on Lawson because he did real well. And I don't know, I think he's got the makings of a real nice guy as well. Like, he he's coming out here and he's being like, I'm super stoked with how I've done. Like, I've learned from all the little mistakes I've made in the past. Oh, and, like, he's a very sort of, I don't know, it seems
nice
like...
Nice
guy. He seems like a nice guy.
I mentioned this last week, but he came back to New Zealand to race in a kart, in like a kart race day against my cousin.
Oh, that's right, yeah. I think my cousin did as well. Talking about that before we did it.
Yeah, yeah. So my cousin who competes in that sport raced against him.
What?
So yeah, when he was not when he was last year, but might have been. But I'm not sure. It wasn't too long ago. But yeah.
That's so sick. Yeah.
He's talking about a move to Formula One as well after this Formula Two
run. Yes, he was.
That's a right jump up in class.
In competition,
I mean, obviously class, but...
I mean, I think, from what I've been gathering, it's like Formula One obviously is where he's going
wanting to
go.
And,
like, where he is pretty definitely going.
Yeah,
with someone,
definitely.
He will be our... adoptee driver.
Yeah, yeah, the one where we should cover them. Like, we have other Kiwi drivers overseas, like in IndyCar we have Scott McLaughlin, who used to drive VA Supercars, and of course we have the legend himself, Scott Dixon, who's been racing IndyCar for a while. I think I don't know how many world titles he's got, but he doesn't get that much coverage in New Zealand, you know?
And I mean, because when Lawson made the switch over to Carlin as well, I think that was... Because that's a pretty solid pipeline. Formula 2, Carlin, and then into the Formula 1 league. So, like, he's in a pretty solid position. I'd be pretty happy if I were him. But, yeah, no. I just think it's so nice the way that he talks about things. Like, he's like, now that I've, like, learned even more about Formula 2, like, I can be confident that I know what I need to focus on for the next races to do even better. And I'm like, oh, yes.
Do you think someone's, like... When you got to do all this press stuff, do you think someone sits them down and almost coaches them, or do you think that's like just a natural? That's just natural.
That's the same with every athlete, though.
Someone does, but like, it's very clear. Like, I think it comes through very clearly. Yeah. Which
I mean, if you're going to be a dick, it doesn't matter what people say to you. You're going to come across as a dick, and
exactly.
So yeah, I think all athletes are somewhat media trained.
Oh, they have to be.
Yeah.
They have to be.
We are. We have to go to training school to go come here. People don't realise that, what you have to go through.
We're media trained, in case you couldn't tell.
Well, two of you are, I'm not. I just, I just blag my way in here.
Hey, you've been on the media longer than any of us.
Yeah, you're legit.
Yeah, I'm fucking right.
Longer than us two combined.
Eh?
Longer than us two combined.
Yeah, okay, mate, that's enough. Right, what else?
Is it over to
me? So, yeah, that's kind of me this week.
Okay, over to me. Like I said earlier, I kind of had a boring week because there was no punch face on.
What's your second go-to sport then if you can't watch people batter each other?
I usually watch anything. I watch like a tiny bit of basketball and then a tiny bit of netball, or even just if there's motorsport on, that's what I'm
just
watching.
Just like highlights of stuff, really.
Highlights, I'll sometimes, because I work in hospital, we're usually always showing sports, so sometimes I'll catch all the games and stuff. Rugby as well.
What about the Warriors? Were you at work when the Warriors played on
Saturday? I was, and I can say that, like, quite happy with how they did. A friend of mine told me a few weeks ago that it's a rare occasion that the Blues and Warriors win in the same weekend, but they did.
Oh, wow.
So that was quite an accomplishment for everyone from Auckland. I guess it was something to celebrate. But yeah, quickly, I'll brush over what was going on in combat sports, there wasn't much, right? It's kind of took me like 30 seconds.
Yay! Yeah. You make it 25.
I'll try. Yeah, there wasn't much going on. There was a bit of boxing. Clarissa Shields, I saw that she was in one girl's face, chatting a bit of trash to her. But it's good to see Clarissa Shields is one of the biggest women's boxers on the planet right now, or the most popular. She made the move over to MMA recently, had two fights, lost her first, I think won her second. So she's, like, I give her all the credit and respect in the world, you know, she's doing great. But, yeah, I want to focus on Rizin and K1, which are both Japanese promotions. Don't get a lot of coverage in the West. Not many people know about them. Rizin is a mixed martial arts / kickboxing promotion. K1 is obviously K1 kickboxing, which is just a form of kickboxing, except with a different rule set.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. They were on the weekend. Great fights. I don't have many highlights to like throw at you guys, because I feel like it would be quite boring for you guys just to listen to me about like fighting, to like just fighting in general. Usually the thing with fighting is that
you know I've got to say this, you are one of the nicest, gentlest people I've ever met, and it always amazes me when you sit there talking about people battering each other. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's a sport that I'm ultimately looking to compete in, right? Yeah. So obviously, like, I watch the show.
Have you got a
it.
Bit of a switch then? Like, I can't imagine you. Do you have to get angry? Or that's not,
yeah,
you
what
just.
What do you think about to get angry? What do you think about to get rocked up?
I mean, that's probably not. You don't get angry.
How do you get rocked up? Oh my God, I would love to see you
rocked up. Yeah, but that's
I don't
good
get
question.
Rocked up. You're not. Some guys get rocked up, or some people find that getting rocked up works for them. Other people just go, like, cold. Like,
is
real,
that what you do? Stone cold killer? Fuck, you know, you are all shitting myself just looking at you now.
The best part about martial arts is that you don't have to use it, but obviously if someone's signed up to get punched in the face or doing it, you know, against you, it's almost like it's either you or me.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be me.
Because almost other some people you can use their anger against them. If someone's like really wound up and they're coming at you like that, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
or
what
I watch too many kung fu things.
Yeah.
That's what gets.
Do you watch
taught a lot?
Kung fu things?
Fuck yeah, never enough. I like them. I started watching Chinese kung fu stuff a little while ago.
Fun.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
to watch.
It is. Sorry, mate. We're stopping you from what you're talking about now.
No, I mean, that's China, like kung fu. The different styles of kung fu is something I'd love to, like, touch on in a later episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I haven't all got it figured out because I still consider myself low level when it comes to the sport. Okay. But yeah, it's interesting, like, to see, like, sometimes anger can work, aggression can work, sometimes it can't. It, yeah. It really.
I suppose it depends what how you're made up. You know what I mean? Your
it all depends
mindset.
On your mindset and how you train and. Yeah, it's such an intricate sport. It's so much more than just bashing someone in the face.
Yeah, but at the end of it, that's what you're doing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what you're doing. Yeah.
I can't even make eye contact with you now.
I know. It's like I would love to see it, but at the same time, I would not.
My main point is that it's a very intricate sport, full of a lot of moving parts, and yeah. That's it. There's a lot that goes into
really
it. Mindsets.
Born diplomat, eh?
Am I?
Yeah.
Someone told me that the other day, and I didn't really.
I think we all are in some way.
Yeah. Not everyone.
Don't look at me like that. I can be very diplomatic, me, and you can.
I actually can.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yes, because we tell lies. Don't edit that bit out. Keep that bit in.
No,
they're
not meant to know about my lies.
On that note, I'm a terrible liar. So,
all right, that's enough of that. We'll move on, because I don't even want to talk about me, right?
We shall move on. Yes.
You should be on the Secret Service.
So yeah, like I said at the beginning, it wasn't a big weekend of sport, but at the same time,
made that 30 seconds last like 5 minutes. Mind you, we've contributed to that, haven't we?
Yeah. Exactly.
What?
So I'm going to talk about this stuff about 30 seconds, all like right. 20 minutes later.
Yeah.
But then that's my fault because I keep interrupting him because I'm interested in shit.
Well, I just ate too much chocolate. Now I have a sore tummy.
Are you gonna, you're going to crash in a minute, aren't you, Bruce?
Wimbledon may be ready to ban Medvedev over fears a win from him could boost Vladimir Putin's regime. Thoughts?
So is he? He's officially at the number one ranking.
He's number two. I think he's number two.
Didn't he overtake Djokovic recently?
Rob's man. Oh. The bro. Novak.
Novak's.
Oh, no, he's still
Novak's
number two.
Djokovic.
Just. Shit, there's 10 points between him and Djokovic. What are you ever talking about? Anyway, okay. I think we kind of have to think about this in the same vein of, like, the Russian athletes in the Olympics, right? But then it's like, they were still, many of them were still competing, just not under the Russian flag. Is that what he should be doing? Because I don't know. I guess it's like, yes, we need to have universal rules that that apply across the board. But when it comes to him, who actually stands to be able to, like, be a game changer.
Yeah, but it's...
In the tournament. It's like, do... But then, I mean, it was the same for Djokovic, essentially.
Yeah.
Like... Could have been a very different tournament if Djokovic, the Australian Open rather, sorry. It could have been a very different tournament if Djokovic was playing, which he wasn't, and so I guess it's a similar thing.
Yeah.
I think they've got to say no, because otherwise all of a sudden you're thinking, well, do tennis players get away with it because they're elitist or something? It's got to be across
the... I mean, are we just saying no across the board?
I think you've got to say no across the board.
Yeah.
Whether you think that's right or not, I sort of struggle with it, because does it... Yeah, nah, you got... Nah. You got to give him the Spanish archer, he can't go.
Yeah. Just put the mic in between you guys real quick. Just like a little bit. Yeah. Just so I can hear both of you, because the levels are a bit low.
I'm not saying nothing, because he's just going to smash me all over the game.
No, it's just... I want to hear both of you guys. So... Wimbledon has advised, because of its independent status, it could ban Russian and Belarusian players if they fail to denounce Putin.
Is it if they fail to denounce Putin?
If they say he's a complete dick, then yeah.
Okay, to be fair, in their defense, not that I'm fucking coming to the defense of all Russians, but it's not like they physically can come out and say that he's a real dick, can they?
I don't know, quite a few are now, aren't they?
I know, but it's... I mean, that is a safety thing. I get why they're not doing that.
But this is pretty dire, considering it does mention the images of war crimes in Kiev.
Yeah.
Kiev. And yeah, that's just... it adds a lot of weight to this decision.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. I mean, what do you do? What do you do?
I don't know. I think
some have refused to compete under the Russian flag. But that's different.
He's going there as an individual player, isn't he? It's not as if he's representing Russia.
To be fair, Mans has like a proper like Russian streak in him. Remember when? Because part of the reason he got so mad at the Australian Opens was he was being all like, they don't like me because I'm Russian.
Yeah,
also you're... So what
do you think then, Jay?
I think that these players should just focus on what's best for their careers. And obviously pride's going to get in the way a bit, maybe of some, depending on their... patriotism, I guess.
Yeah. So,
does he still live in Russia? That's the thing. I mean, he's Russian, but he might be living in Switzerland or something. I don't know.
I can't imagine he would be now, because he can't get out of Russia, you know, to play.
Let's have a look.
There is also another player, high-profile player from Belarus, Sabalenka, who could be affected by the stance of Wimbledon.
Well, he lives in Monte Carlo.
Also, he's living big. He's living big.
Fuck off.
Well, I didn't say anything.
He was born in the same year that I was.
Oh, wow.
Well, you sounded sarcastic.
No, that's mad, isn't it? No, sorry, I was just looking to see. I've got to talk about some stuff in a minute.
He's the world number two in tennis. What am I
doing? Well, you're world number one in being the governor in charge of news. So, to him, mate, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who's better off?
Put some respect on your name, Anika. You're the number one news director in the world.
Exactly.
Put some respect. No one else has claimed it.
Oh, gosh. that's crazy, though. But, yeah, he lives in Monte Carlo. He moved to Monte Carlo. I mean, apparently it's a thing for tennis players. And, like, he speaks French. But he's saying that he moved from Russia because he can't play proper tennis in Russia.
Well, then really, he should be able to turn around and say, yeah, no, I totally disagree with this war. It shouldn't be a problem for
him.
No,
okay, like, yeah. That does change things.
Do you know what I mean? That and if does he doesn't, then he can...
Bugger off.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so moving on. The World Rugby boss claims red card frenzy is protecting players. And Rob immediately is just like, nah, who cares? I feel like we should touch on this just real briefly. So...
Oh, no, listen, we don't all like all each other's sports. So, as Anika, you're into rugby as well, aren't you, Anika?
Yeah, I can go rugby.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's fine, though.
Yeah, it's not all about me. I wish it was, but it's not, you know.
Honestly, Rob, I think you might have a good take on this. Send-offs were once rare. However, referees have been instructed to use red cards as a blunt tool to force players and coaches to change behaviours about, like, upright tackles and dangerous head contact. So I think this comes after Caleb Clark's red card over the weekend when they played Moana Pacifica. This same sort of concept can be applied to football as well, though, because football done.
Yeah, I mean, you can get booked for simulating diving now and stuff like that. And
yeah.
It's... the laws of rugby, from what I know, have changed, like all sports have. Like, so it's almost a non-contact sport.
I mean, it's tightened up a lot heaps. Like, you just can't get away with the shit you used to get away with. And I'm not saying
I think that's a good thing, because...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because sometimes someone can get battered and they're just, like, lying on the floor for ages. You've got all this concussion stuff going
on.
But
then you think of, like, when does it end? You know what I mean?
When rugby's completely stopped.
I know. Well, fuck off. But you can't, like, I mean, I'm not saying that I want to sit there and watch people get, like, bashed around, but I think it's very hard to play a sport if you're so...
But it is a contact sport, isn't it?
It is a contact sport. Like, that's kind of part of it with contact sports, and I feel like refs can be trained to pick up on shit that's, like, meant to intentionally hurt people.
Yeah.
And sometimes accidents that just happen.
Yeah. Because,
like,
it's well cameraed up as well, isn't
it? It's well cameraed up. Like, it's fine. They can pick up on that shit. But, like, I don't know. We're not fucking wrapping these boys in bubble wrap and sending them out.
I'd probably watch it if you did.
That should be a sport.
I think anything that for the players' safety has got to be a good thing. But as you say, you've got to get to a point, well, you know, can you... But it's a contact sport. They tackle each other. Like, you know what I mean?
It just is a contact sport. Like,
yeah.
I mean, if someone does something intentionally, then throw them out. Then, like, and you've got no need for them.
But you really,
know what I mean?
Usually can tell. So I think... What, sorry.
Oh, that's probably the best thing you've said in the whole podcast.
Can you not today?
Sorry. I apologise.
I'm going to vomit.
Oh, good.
I love that.
Because I ate too much chocolate.
Well, should have given us more than two pieces then.
I gave you four. Rob.
I don't think you'd remember.
Yeah. Of course, I remember exactly how I thought, anyway. No, I think it's getting a little bit out of hand. That's just me.
can the amount of red cards given out be out of hand? Because that's 20 minutes off the field, which can change a game.
Red card means you're not in the game anymore. They're just putting them on a naughty mat.
I thought yellow card was 20 minutes off the field and red cards off.
Red card, like in football, you get a yellow card, and if you get another yellow card, you're off.
Yeah.
Or you get straight red.
Say that there's a global rollout of 20-minute red card replacement rule. Would depend on whether the sanction is strong enough.
But if someone does something out of order, throw them out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As simple as that. Just, and then they're not going to do it. If you think, I've got 20 minutes, I'll have to sit down a cup of tea and some chocolate, and then I'll be well revved up to come back.
You know what? I'm starting to get a bit tired. Let me just fuck this guy there. Up so I can have a 20-minute break.
Exactly.
I don't know.
So, can they get thrown off out of the game then?
I think they can. I'm not sure. I'm a bit confused.
They can.
I'm pretty sure they can, yeah. There have been some well-deserved red cards. I keep thinking back to that one. Oh.
The spear tackle?
Yeah. Usually the spear.
Tackled him with a spear?
Yeah.
Spear tackle.
What's a spear tackle?
That's when they lift them up and drop them on their head.
Yeah, it's like you kind of have to lift.
What?
You kind of go in, and so like you bend down, your shoulder gets like their thighs, and then like you.
It's a double leg. Yeah.
That is outrageous.
Yeah.
I suppose the crowd love it, do they? It's almost like Gladiator, isn't it? What's going on?
Yeah, it's a bit gladiatory.
Yeah.
Now that I'd watch.
What you time travel back to the Colosseum?
What happened to the days of gladiators?
You just want to see someone like
we progress.
Them little like Russell Crowe or something like that. That's what that's leading to.
We progressed as a society.
Back in the day. Yeah. They were like 4 foot tall. That's not true, but they were short.
No, they were short.
And they were uglier.
Okay.
No offense to the gladiators.
And there's nothing wrong with that, right?
Being short and ugly.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry, you have got to cut this out.
Oh, I don't know. Let's leave it in, shall we? I can't believe you just fucking said that. We just alienated 50% of our audience. You have to take that out.
You have to take that out. You have to take that out. I feel ill. That's my excuse.
Yeah, let's find the chocolate, shall we?
You have to take that out. Fuck.
She's just lying. She's great at it.
Fuck, no. Take it out, Joe, please. Just cut it from the gladiators.
Yeah.
Because it went very downhill from there.
Very quickly.
Very quickly. And it was all my own doing.
Oh, no, find up like you, I ain't. Nah.
Hey, look, this might be a bit of a short episode, but I feel like we should just go into...
What's coming up?
Yeah, because there's a lot coming up. A lot of football, a lot of punch face.
Yeah.
And Anika, I can imagine you probably got a lot.
Can I do mine first then?
As well. Go ahead.
Right, without doubt, the biggest game this weekend, Man City are at home to Liverpool. This is going to be a huge game, really, because, as I say, Liverpool are only 1 point behind Man City. If they win, they're going to be above them. And this is really good. Spurs are away to Aston Villa. And the Gooners, Arsenal, are at home to Brighton. So there are no easy games in the Premier League anymore. There's 8 games to go. We've got 4 away, 4 at home.
And one of them
I actually, at the beginning of the season, I predicted we'd be 7th.
But they're 4th.
But we're 4th right now. But I wouldn't be surprised if we don't end up 4th because there's 8 games to go. I'm not getting excited about it because I've been a Tottenham supporter for a long time. And I know that sometimes we get a bit Spursy on it and we gnaws it up. But I've got so much confidence in this team at the moment.
What do you mean by Spursy? Do you think they're going to get Spursy, their bridges?
We do really good and right at the end we bottle it. We do, mate. I can tell you we do. I haven't been this happy with Tottenham since Pochettino was in charge when we were just flying.
How long ago was that?
A couple of years ago now.
Okay.
Lots of that has happened since then. But no, I feel really quite happy. Plus, I've been wearing this shirt every time I come up here. It's my Come On You Spurs shirt because I'm not taking it off until the end of the season.
Yeah, good.
Well, I do take it off to wash it, obviously.
But you have to wear it.
Whoa. Well, I think that's... Oh, okay. I was going to be really horrible to you then, but I'm not going to. Right, bye. That's me. No, I'm going to stay here. I'm all right.
Real quick, I just wanted to ask you, do you think that the season in the Premier League has been real unpredictable?
Yeah, that's a good... But normally, by Christmas, you know who's going to win it because one team is away. Do you know what I mean? But this is possibly... I've been one of the best seasons for a long, long time. Mm. Sometimes I wish I didn't like care so much about Tottenham and that. To someone that doesn't really have a team, this must be so fantastic to watch. Mm. I mean, I got up at 3 o'clock, what's that game, and they scored first, and I was just, I couldn't believe it. Do I have a cup of tea with six sugars in it? No, I didn't. It was only four. If I have more than four, it makes it too sweet. No, I don't. I made that up. So yeah.
I'm gonna pass out.
Are you actually on a cup of tea?
No, I'm alright. No, not in like not in a worrisome way.
Okay. I'm gonna pass out unworryingly.
I'm gonna unworryingly pass out. Cool. Well, in a couple of weeks, Formula 2 in Italy.
Ooh.
So we have.
Is that Monaco? No, Monaco's its own... Monaco. What am I saying? No, Monaco's its own
Principality.
Place.
Principality.
Yeah, no, that's not Italy.
Principality.
Yeah.
I can't believe I said that.
If you come from there, you're not allowed to own a car.
From Monaco? Isn't it a thing how if you're from... either Monaco or Monte Carlo, you're not allowed to go to, like, the Grand Casino?
Yeah, that's right.
How?
Why?
In a car. Oh, maybe that's what it is. Oh, maybe I got it wrong. Yeah, it's mental, isn't it?
Why?
Yeah, why?
I think they just, like, don't want their own citizens squandering their money. And they want to, like, keep it, like, because it's it's one of the biggest income revenues in the country and the principality. And so they want to make sure that it's, like, fully foreign currency coming through.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's clever.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's gonna be.
How do they know though?
What?
If you was a mon, I don't know what people.
A Monacan.
Monacan.
That's can't be right.
No, it's the last of the Monacans. If you walk in there, how do they know you come from Monaco?
Well, they'd have to check IDs and stuff like that.
Nah, what really?
To go to a casino.
Nah.
Yeah.
Really, I don't know.
So do you reckon if we just dressed up as like real posh diplomats, we could get into the Grand Casino?
Well, we're not from Monaco, so yes.
Yeah, but after that,
okay.
You're not,
didn't think about that.
This conversation could carry on for the rest of our lives, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Bit of a clusterfuck today, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like... Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm definitely partly to blame. I'm fucking all over the show.
I think it's been fantastic. No, you're not.
I am.
Well, next week, no more chocolate.
Next week, I'm actually going to be organised because apologies, I have not been organised this week or last week. I've had a lot going on.
I mean, I was the same. Defense. Yeah, I was the same. I knew this episode would be a bit like unorganised with the amount of. this is great.
I will just edit thoroughly.
Yeah, I will just be thoroughly.
15 minutes.
Exactly.
After Joe's finished editing this podcast, it's going to be 10 fucking minutes long.
It'll just be 20 whacks saying something, and then that'll be the end of that.
But that's all right. Oh, we can't spoil that. We can't spoil that.
Yeah.
I didn't realise it was as famous as the thing as you guys said.
Oh, no, it's all depends if you've watched, like, the original video.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we won't mention any more on that. Otherwise, it might catch on.
Well, we'll just cut it out.
Yeah, over to me. We all know what I'm going to talk about. UFC 273 is this weekend. Main eventing is our boy, Volkanovski. He's facing off against Korean Zombie. Don't actually know his real name. I just know him as Korean Zombie. Jung Chan Sung.
Sounds like a drink, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
There's a reason. His style. That's the reason they call him Zombie is because of his style. He's
bites people, or his head falls off, or what happens?
No, he's very, like, he just comes forward and he just doesn't go down. Like, he's very resilient.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a cool nickname.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool once you think about it enough.
Yeah, so we've also got Aljamain Sterling versus Peter Yan. That's a rematch from their fight last year. That was on the same card as Israel versus Blakovic. But this fight is interesting because their first one ended in a controversial finish. Peter Yan did an illegal knee. I'll play it for you guys if you want, because this is an interesting talking point. So this is how the Yan versus Sterling, this is how their first fight ended. Just watch it.
Fuck. Oh.
So that's illegal. You can't do that. He kneed him while he was, well, both of his knees were on the ground. That's illegal in the UFC. You can't
is
do that.
Is he okay? He looks like he's crying.
I would imagine. No, he's just got kneed in the face.
Aww. Thing is, a lot of people... Well, he stayed on the ground for a bit, and a lot of people claimed he was acting.
Oh, no, that's bullshit. See, this is why I don't like this sport.
Well, I will...
Yeah, toxic masculinity. Am I right, Rob?
Yeah.
I will fast forward it for you.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, when I saw this live and it was very hard to watch. Like, I don't understand someone as high level as that could do something like this.
See, now, to me, chuck him out. Chuck him out of the sport. That's disgusting.
Well, yeah, it was very, like, I don't know if it was a misunderstanding with the rules or he just got... Or he just got, like, carried away. I don't know why he did it. He did apologize.
Oh, you can't do that. That was too blatant to be called a misunderstanding of the
rules.
Yeah, that's... He's standing over the guy. The guy was in this...
Now, that's probably one of the most horriblest things I've ever seen.
But there was claims that Sterling was milking it, which is why there's a lot of heat.
No, but that shouldn't even be the conversation right now.
Yeah.
They got hit in the face?
That's not the fucking point. Who fucking cares if he was milking it? He's probably allowed to at this stage. He just got illegally kneed in the fucking face.
Well, yeah, like, some people have said, well, like, if you were in that position, you'd, like, and you could potentially just win the title just off of that, you'd do it. Like, you'd feel bad. Like, your pride would definitely be hurt.
No, but the fact that it's not allowed.
I'd imagine he's probably trying to remember what his name is at that point. Look at him. Nice. What a dickhead.
So, yeah, lot of heat coming into this rematch. I think Yan's the favourite because he is the interim champ, but I believe he is the favourite.
Yeah,
there's heaps of good fighters on this card. Chimaev versus Burns, that's going to be a good test for Chimaev. And then Dern's fight, Mackenzie Dern's fighting as well. Ian Garry... yeah, there's so many on here. I'm not going to go through them all.
Okay.
But yeah, definitely worth a watch. I will save you guys the pain.
No, not the pain. I just have to go soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess that wraps up this.
I don't know about you, sir. I've really enjoyed that. You're saying it was not really good and unorganised and all that bit, but I think that's what it should all be about, really.
Sometimes we're going to have weeks like this. Yeah. Sometimes we'll have weeks like this.
I definitely didn't feel my best about this week, but next week,
okay,
it's going to be awesome, and I'm going to feel amazing.
Plus, we've got like. Seven or eight other episodes. That
yeah, there are definitely other ones that I've liked a lot more.
Oh yeah, that if you haven't listened to, you should.
I don't know what you two are talking about, to be honest.
I think maybe we just feel like we've been unorganized.
Not at all.
You were good today, Rob. You had a lot to talk about.
Yeah, you're good every week though.
Right, we're gonna edit that fucking bit out.
Why?
Because I don't
Rob
like
can't
it.
Take compliments.
Yeah, he can't. Should we sit here for the next 5 minutes and just praise Rob?
I honestly would, but I
No, you need more than 5 minutes, mate, to do it properly.
yeah, that's us from here at the Playbook.
Yeah, so come on, you Spurs, that's all I can say.
Exactly.
But we'll catch you next week and it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.